Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a family business story established through the last nearly three decades of Dents Express, and Matt Wilson, owner, joins us in studio with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting to talk about the family side of it on this weekend's edition of The Business of Family Business. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. I was hoping you can kind of explain what you do with Dents Express.
Basically, Ryan, what we do is our main business is a paintless dent removal business. And what paintless dent removal is removing minor dings, larger dents, and hail damage from automobiles without having to paint them. One of the most important things about, you know, when you go out to purchase a new automobile, you know, it's an investment for you. You never want to replace that factory finish unless you absolutely have to. And that's what paintless dent removal is all about. We're able to save that factory finish with that process, and it also keeps the integrity of your car and keeps the value.
Is there a certain year of model or make that are easier to work with? Or does it seem like some of the classic cars are harder to do that?
The classic cars, your older cars, definitely. The metal's a lot thicker. And the metals are changing, you know, yearly. Now we're dealing with aluminum panels. We're dealing with high-strength steel. We're dealing with regular steel. And I was just at a convention, and I heard that they're going to eventually be coming out with a laminated metal that's going to be put on vehicles. So it's going to be even tougher to do the repairs and more costly to do repairs on those type of vehicles.
Laminated metal?
Laminated steel that's going to go onto an automobile.
Is it a coating on the steel?
It's some type of coating that goes underneath of it on top of the steel, and it's something to do with protection and safety. Yeah, that's
really
what I've been told.
I don't think of a paint job as a safety thing on a car.
Me either. I'm still kind of confused to it this day. I haven't really found out much more information about it. Like I said, it was down at the Mobile Tech Expo that we were just at, that we attended, and it was being talked about down there.
Yeah. So if we were to look at the different services that you offer at Dents Express, there's certain things you don't offer, and you were mentioning before we went on, basically, if it like the frame's bent, that's not really your expertise.
Right. We also do, you know, besides the paintless dent removal, we also offer minor cosmetic paint repairs. But we do not get into, you know, your hard hit structural damage, frame damage type of vehicles. It's all cosmetic. In other words, you know, key scratches, bumper scuffs, a hood replacement, a trunk replacement, those type of repairs where the car is still drivable. You can still get around in it. And, you know, those are the type of repairs that we're looking for.
So what does the shop look like?
Well, we have two shops. Yes. Our shop on Manchester Road, that's our main, let's say, retail facility. It's where we have 60,000 cars driving by each day. So that's our main focus there and where we pull a lot of our consumers in. So that shop there is our main consumer, and that's where we do 90% of all of our paintless dent repairs there at the Manchester location. Now, our St. Charles location, that's where we do our paint work and our minor body work. And that consists of six technicians over there doing body work and paint work, and we also have a paintless dent removal technician at that location as well.
So you're not changing alternators, things like that?
No, we're not doing any alternators, no mechanical, you know, work like that. Just all things to do with the cosmetics parts of the car.
Does that mean Dents Express is a franchise?
No, Dents Express is not a franchise.
Okay.
I had that opportunity to, you know, when I was looking into this industry, to buy into a franchise. But looking at the, you know, the pros and cons of it all, I decided I wanted nothing to do with the franchise. Oh. I just decided to do it on my own and build it from there.
How many years have you been in business?
We've been in business since 92, so that's 28 years.
So at the very onset of it, what kind of experience did you have in this field that would give you the feeling that, well, I don't really need to know what a franchise can do for me. I feel like I can do this on my own. Like what kind of background did you have where you were able to have that peace of mind?
I didn't have much of a background. I think it was just more so confidence in myself that I felt like I could go out and build a business, a successful business in this industry. At the time when I found out about the industry, my wife and I were living down in Dallas, Texas. Both of us are from St. Louis, and we saw this as an opportunity to get back home. And we also knew quite a few people in the automotive business here in St. Louis. And we felt that that would be a great opportunity for us to come back home, get connected with those people, to get our foot in the door, and start our business back here in St. Louis.
Have you always been at the Manchester location?
No. In the beginning, we were completely mobile.
Oh.
So in other words, we would go to the dealership's lots to do work, repair their used cars. We would go to body shops and do the work there. And then also, you know, we'd go to consumers' homes or businesses. And we would perform the work right there on lot, on location. But after about 5 years and with the growth of the business, we decided we wanted to look at a retail location.
Yeah. So you go back to the 90s. Did you have any kids at that point?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we started the business with a brand new newborn.
Oh, how about that? So you're moving from Texas.
Moving from Texas.
Back to Missouri.
Yes.
With a newborn.
Yes.
And you're starting a new business at the same time.
Yes.
It's a lot going on to
it's
juggle around.
It's a lot going on. Hands are very full. Juggling a lot of different things. Yes.
Yeah. And part of it, too, is trying to just learn from the whole experience of it all. I'm sure there was a lot of learning opportunities for you starting a business that way.
Absolutely. There was a lot of trial and error in the beginning, you know. I went to school. I learned how to remove dents by the paintless dent removal process. Felt pretty confident. You know, while I was still in training, but when I actually got out on the street, like I said, I was confident, but I was also very hard on myself. You know, some of the dents I did in the very beginning stages, I didn't feel that the repair was good enough, so I didn't charge for them. Took me some time to really feel comfortable what I was producing to charge for those repairs. And I'd say the first few weeks, you know, it just took some overall repetitiveness, and then once that kind of fell in and the confidence was there, I started charging for my repairs.
So you're saying that you weren't purposely denting your own car to practice?
No, I was not denting my own car to practice. Now, today, I would definitely go out and put a dent in my car.
Yeah.
And I would do that for any of my guys.
You can go to almost any parking lot at this point. Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. I wanted to talk to you about the experience of starting a business. So you heard he's moving here from another state, newborn. Starting this business from scratch on the road, doing it mobile. Can you talk about the typical experience of what it's like starting a business?
Well, I don't know many people that have a triple new city, new baby, and new business to start. So that has to register pretty high on the terror and fear scale. But it's what Matt talks about, other than the move and the new baby, is pretty typical. It's a process of experimentation to figure out how my business is going to fit the marketplace. And it usually takes about 5 years to figure that out. And if a new business can make it 5 years, there's a pretty good chance it's going to make it over the longer term.
We continue with Matt Wilson from Dents Express, also Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, who presents this program. It's the Business of Family Business on KMOX. I'm Ryan Recker, and I've learned that two-thirds of family businesses do not make the generational transition. Family business owners are stuck with that decision. What happens when it's time for me to retire, step down? Do I sell? Do I have another family member that wants to step in? Do I have a successor? Are you actively working to unify the next generation if that is your plan? If you even have a plan, do you have a plan? CMA Consulting, let me tell you about them, because the earlier you start, the better off you'll be. And talk to them about their Business of Family Business Ownership Program. How about you even start with the question, Dan Bean, what could you do for my family business? They can help unify, develop, and align the next generation. And it could start with a phone call or an email. The number is 314-721-1860. Or their website, cmaconsult.com. It doesn't hurt to ask the question, what can you do for my family business? cmaconsult.com or call 314-721-1860. Welcome back to The Business of Family Business. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. It's presented by CMA Consulting, and we are always looking for family businesses to interview on this program. Just reach out to Dan Bean. Go to their website, cmaconsult.com. Send them an email. Let them know of a great family business that you could that you would like to hear highlighted on this program. Matt Wilson with Dents Express. At the time, were you working with your wife or were you doing this solo?
Laura was part of the business as well.
Right off the outset.
She was taking care of all the billing, accounts payable, receivables.
Right.
And then she was a stay-at-home mom too, also taking care of our newborn.
Mm. So let me just recap here. So you have the newborn at home and you're going out and you're not charging customers in a brand new business. What would she say to you in moments like that? She says, you got to start charging.
Yeah, her. I mean, she's just like, come on, you know, we got to start making some money.
It had to have been a little stressful.
It was. It was definitely stressful in the beginning. But we, you know, fortunately, like I said, our family is back here, so we had a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely helped out at times when we needed it. A little bit of financial and then just also, you know, support with helping out with the baby and us as well. Mm-hmm.
How'd you get your name out there in the early years?
In the early years, it's just knocking on doors, knocking on as many doors as you possibly can. We didn't have all the social media and you know, Facebook and all that back then. So we did a lot of knocking on doors and then little print advertisements here and there. And that's about it. Yeah.
Do you ever have those thoughts? If you were able to hop into a time machine and give yourself advice for those early years, what kind of things would you advise yourself to do differently?
I think just kind of maybe slow down a little bit, maybe prepare a little bit better than I did in the past.
There's a pretty big transformation in the way cars were made from the 90s to the 2000s and on.
Absolutely.
So there's probably a lot of retraining or some cases you're learning as the auto industry is also adapting. You're learning these things on the go.
Yes. Well, you know, there's new technology coming out every year. You know, like we were saying earlier with the new metals and everything, it's you have to stay up on time. You have to stay locked in the middle of new technology. You got to be up on the upfront of that. Nowadays, you know, cars are computers. They're not just your typical car to get in and drive it. That car is running everything. It's got a computer inside of it. Nowadays, technology-wise, we're doing what they call a pre-scan and a post-scan on a car. And what that basically is, we run a post-scan on the car when we're done doing our repairs to it, to make sure that all of your ADAS, your sensors, your lane departures, making sure everything is working in that car properly the way that it's supposed to. Because if you let a customer leave your location and one of those sensors, say something is wrong with one of those sensors and they get into an accident, that insurance company is going to find out where that car was last, and they're going to come back to that shop, and they're going to put that blame on you because you didn't not fix that car properly.
Wow. So it's almost like you're plugging in and making sure everything tests okay before the car drives off.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. You got to make sure, like I said, all the sensors are working properly, you know, all the lights, taillights, headlights, the windows go up and down, your ADAS, which is all protecting the individual in the car.
What's the ADAS?
It's ADAS. Mm-hmm. And what that is it's the Automotive Digital Assist Program.
Okay.
And that is letting you know if there's anything wrong in your car, any of your sensors aren't working, your backup sensors, the cameras in your cars. Nowadays, almost every car has a camera in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, to back up or frontwards. And some cars actually have a satellite.
Yeah.
You know, up above, and you can see completely all around your car.
It's so different anymore
from
when I was growing up, and pretty much anyone could say that it's different from when they were growing up.
When I was growing up, I drove an old Camaro, you know, 1969 Camaro, I think, and it was like a, you know, a tank.
Yeah.
You know, the steel on it was so thick.
When we look at the different makes and models, are there some that are easier to work on than others?
Yes. Your European cars are always more difficult.
Mm. Why is that? Is it curvier or what's the...
No, they just... Boy, they just make a solid car.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many bolts and nuts and beyond what's really necessary. I mean, it's very intricate, you know, of how they put these cars together.
Mm. What about some of these cars that have a million sensors on them? The self-driving cars like a Tesla, are those a particular challenge for you guys?
Not necessarily.
Hmm.
You know, there again, you just have to stay up with technology. You got to be aware of what the cars are and what they're capable of doing. We also have a software program that we use. It's called All Data. And that basically breaks down that whole car for us. It has all the OEM procedures for each individual car, how to dismantle it, how to put it back together, what this part does, what that part does. So basically, it's a library on each individual car, and it tells you how to do your repairs.
Yeah, I remember back, what were they called, the children's guides or something? There's the books you had to buy for your own individual car, and it had all the schematics in it. Now everything's digital.
Everything's digital nowadays.
You could find all the things out that you need. Yep. And trying to read those black and white schematics on there, and no one could understand what you're looking at, but somehow it gave you instructions on how to change parts and things.
Right, right.
Yeah. So when a Tesla rolls in, one of the things I know about them as a company is that they really don't like when anyone other than them touch their cars. It seems like they really try to discourage it. So are you finding that when people come in, is there like things you can and can't do? Or is it are they discouraging organizations like yours from touching their cars? Or how does it work when there's not really a cooperation from the maker?
I don't think they are necessarily discouraging us from working on their cars. What I think they would prefer is if we were working on those cars in a preferred Tesla repair facility compared to our own shops. But that isn't always, you know, necessary, let's say. The most important thing is what we do is if it's something that we feel that we're not going to be able to repair to our satisfaction, we're not going to even attempt it. We're going to let the customer know, you know what, we feel that this is above and beyond what we can do, and we're going to refer them to a facility that can do those repairs.
That changes over time. You know, 20 some years ago, you would have done it and not charged them.
right, exactly. But nowadays, you know, we want our customers to leave there happy. You know, we want to see the taillights leaving. We don't want to see headlights coming back in.
That makes sense.
You know, so we like our repeat customers to be coming back for other work, not to be coming back and saying, hey, you didn't perform your work properly.
So how many customers do you service in any given year? Is there a number that you have in mind?
Well, it really breaks down because we deal with consumers that are coming in. We also deal with fleet companies. We also deal with some of the local dealerships and also some of the body shops and some of the larger companies that have, you know, a good portion amount of cars.
So
it's really kind of hard to say, you know, I can give you percentages. Like percentages is probably 60% on you know, wholesale and fleet, 20% is probably on body shops and the other 20s on consumers.
You know, at Dents Express, do you still hit the road? I mean, when it comes to a dealership, things like that, do you go and work on their lot?
Yes, we do. Some of my guys, we still have dealers where we go to their location and do the work there.
How about that?
Yeah, it's just more convenient for us to do that. Than to transport every single car in. Now, we do have a team of about 10 drivers that work every day where we are going and picking up cars and bringing them to our shop or we're returning them. So, you know, on any given month, we're moving between 250 to 400 cars per month.
Wow.
You know, through the shops. So, and then besides that, we're also going on location to do work.
So what would be a time frame that you would offer? Because when I think of you going to a lot, I'm assuming you can start and finish a job on that given day.
Yes.
when people come to your location, do you find that a lot of people are, you know, they could wait and you can do the job at that point? Or do you feel there's a lot of drop-offs? Or what, generally speaking, what's the process?
If it's something that can be done within 30, 45 minutes, you know, a small dent that can be done, paintless dent removal, mm-hmm. we're going to have the customer wait there because it is something we'll stop doing, mm-hmm. something else to get them right in and get them back on the road again. Mm-hmm. That's how the majority of the paintless work is done. Mm-hmm. If we're doing work where we're, you know, reshooting a bumper or a panel, it could be anywhere from 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
Yes.
Depending on what the job size
Depending on what yeah. the damage is, depending on the size of the damage, yes.
It's a family business that started nearly 3 decades ago. Dents Express owner Matt Wilson will continue our conversation with him next on The Business of Family Business, presented by CMA Consulting. Hi, I'm Ryan Recker. Thanks for joining us on this show. It's The Business of Family Business. We tell the stories of family businesses across the St. Louis region. And Matt Wilson from Dents Express joining us now, along with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, who presents this program. Check them out online at cmaconsult.com. At Dents Express, what does the waiting room look like? Because I know that matters to some people.
It's not a very big one, but it is cozy. We do yeah. have a TV in there that has, you know, the remote control, so
yeah.
people can watch TV.
So they're not stuck on any, like a news network they don't want to watch.
They can
no, switch over
they
to
can switch
Rachel
it over.
Ray.
Yeah. yeah, and, you know, it's very cozy. It's very comfortable up front.
Yeah, good.
You know, we like to take care of our customers as best as we possibly can.
Does your wife work on the Manchester location, or does she work from home?
She works from home.
Isn't that great?
Yes, she loves it. She doesn't come in very often
yeah.
to the shop. She'll be more so at the Abbey mm-hmm. than she will be at Dents Express. Yeah. She's able to do, you know, all the billing, the administrative part for Dents Express at home.
Yeah. yeah. Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. So 50-50 partnership in this business, but there's also an instance where she has her own business as well. And part of the family dynamic is, you know, we've seen in the past where there's businesses involved, but it looks like they've really diversified and have some other opportunities there, too.
It's quite unusual to see one family with two very different businesses. Mm-hmm. I think we've had one other show on. It was the Radowskis that had St. Louis, or had County Cab mm-hmm. and the Town and Country Bridal. And right. obviously, Matt and his wife have two different businesses that are not related. And so that's fairly unusual.
Mm-hmm. Does she work out of the home for her business as well, or does she have an office and
she
work
has
out there?
An office at the marketplace at the Abbey?
Yeah,
she goes in there and she enjoys going in because she can be social with all. My mm-hmm. Laura is very social. She loves to be on hand at the store.
Yeah. So how old are your kids now?
My oldest is 27.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Then I have a 20-year-old, okay. and I have a 14-year-old.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we're all over the board.
So once you get to a certain age, there's probably this feeling of, well, they're old enough. I got some extra time, it feels like, because, you know, there's not as much of a demand for the attention once they get older. Then was that part of the consideration of why she wanted to start a business?
Yes. She felt that she'd been home.
Yeah,
quite long enough. Wanted to get out. I think she got a little, you know, I don't want to say shell shock, but maybe felt stuck inside
yeah.
indoors, and she wanted to spread her wings. And like I said, you know, this is something she's wanted to do for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and finally saw that opportunity and
yeah.
and took it.
At Dents Express, do any of your kids have an interest in working with you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, my oldest son Gray, who's 24. Mm-hmm. Now I have Molly, who's 27. She's the oldest, but Gray is definitely showing an interest.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for us all during the summers of his college life. He graduated from college with a marketing business degree,
mm-hmm.
and he is working for us full time now.
Oh, neat!
He has plans of his own to take Dents Express to the next level.
Great.
He really wants to do a lot more with the company than what I've done. He wants to grow out in different directions.
How do you feel when your 24-year-old son comes to you with an idea? Some people are
I'm
okay
excited
with it,
about it.
And some people,
and the
you know,
reason why I am yeah. excited about it is because it is new blood. It is new mm-hmm. ideas. It's fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I've worn so many hats for 28 years. I haven't been able to do a lot of the things that I've really wanted to do
mm-hmm.
with the company. You know, there's a saying, I believe Dan and I talked about it before. You know, you can either be working in your business or working on your business. You know, I worked in my business for a long time, and now I'm having an opportunity to be working on my business to grow it and to be looking in different ways to move the business along with my son.
So he probably had a lot of time to observe, see how things were done in the way that you operate through those summers he was working through college.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes on full time, and then he starts to offer some of his own thoughts and things that you could do. That might have been a pretty proud moment for you to see that, you know, he's taking the initiative and he wants to be a part of it all.
It really was a proud moment. And I'll tell you what really made me proud, Ryan, was I believe it was the summer before he went off for his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed everybody together at the shop and everything and just talked to them and asked them, what do they think about Gray? I kind of told them what their plans were, or what his plans were, you know, to come onto the business, and he wanted to grow it and everything. Everybody said, you know what, Matt? We respect him with the utmost respect. And I was shocked. I was really shocked, you know. I was thinking they're going to be telling me, oh, no, we can't deal with this spoiled little kid, you know, the dad of the owners.
Yeah.
I think Gray proved himself to them. Mm-hmm. I think he earned their respect individually, each one of their respect, and has really put together a good bond with all of them.
Was he mostly working the marketing angle, or was he also out there working on the cars?
He was working on the cars with them as well, but his main goal is the marketing aspect of it, of growing the business, of developing new business.
How is he at removing dents?
50%.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I mean, he can actually do a small dent, you know. Yeah. I'm holding the bottle cap in my hand right now, and it's probably about the size of a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that, you know, he could definitely remove a quarter-sized dent. You wouldn't be able to tell it.
How much skill is involved with removing a dent that
There's
size?
There's a lot of skill.
Yeah?
It takes a lot of time. It takes real good hand and eye coordination. And the most important thing is to know what type of pressure you can apply to that metal without harming the metal.
Oh, yeah.
Metal has a memory to it. Metal is not stretched beyond its memory. There's a very good chance that that metal is going to come back out by manipulation to where it was before. And that's the whole process of paintless dent removal, is getting behind that metal and manipulating it to get it to come back out to its memory state.
Get a feel for it.
Get a feel for it.
That comes with experience.
That's why I said in the beginning, you know, I mean, you think you have it. All dents are different. They're not the same. You have to map out the metal almost of what it's going to do next. When you're in there prying on it, you got to be watching it the whole time, because if you do one thing wrong, you can mess up a dent very quickly.
Things get worse.
Things get worse. Like I said, metal has a memory. If you stretch it beyond its memory, it's going to cause what they call oil can, and it's going to boink in and out and boink in and out, and it's not going to stay where it's supposed to.
Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, I wanted to talk to you about the relationship you heard so far with his son Gray, getting in, working through the college years, getting some experience, and then also starting to offer input and showing a future in the business as well.
Yeah, I think Matt did that very well. One, he put Gray out in the shop, and my understanding is he did the dirty work like everybody else, and that's the best way to earn credibility. The second thing he did is he talked to the troops about getting their input before deciding to bring Gray back full-time after his college education. And getting that input is very important, because it helps build the commitment of the workforce to Gray's success, simply because Matt got their input.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very effective thing to do.
You know, Matt, with Dents Express, you also mentioned you have other children. Do they have any interest in the Dents Express, or maybe on your wife's side? Do they have any interest in that family business?
Right now, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
But, you know, things could change. My oldest daughter, she's in medical sales, and she's very happy with what she's doing, very independent. My 20-year-old, she's still a sophomore in college, and I think she's going after a teaching career, perhaps. And then my 14-year-old, we're not quite sure what he wants to do.
Well, sure. Yeah,
you know, he's a little young, but you know, I'd welcome any of them to come on, as long as they follow the footsteps that their brother has and earn the respect of all the employees. Yeah.
We'll continue one more time with Dense Express owner Matt Wilson, also Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. It's this weekend's edition with Dense Express on the business of family business. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. And family businesses have this certain way of conducting business where it's more personal. And business owners, when they're ready to make that decision, a transition, what are they going to do? To the next generation, to someone else, to someone outside? CMA Consulting leads a multidisciplinary team. Aligning those two generations will help to make sure you're on the same page and there can be an effective transition. And it's something you need to start early. If you haven't started the conversation or maybe you don't know where to go next, contact our friends over at CMA Consulting. Their website is cmaconsult.com. Or you can give them a call at 314-721-1860. They'll set up a no-obligation meeting to discuss your family business, maybe an upcoming generational transition, or talk about the benefits of what CMA Consulting can offer your family business. The website every family business should know, cmaconsult.com. You can also call them again at 314-721-1860. If you've enjoyed this conversation with Dense Express, a great family business in the St. Louis region, we have many more interviews at kmox.com. Go to the podcast section, click the Business of Family Business. It's presented by CMA Consulting. Dan Bean joins us in studio with Matt Wilson from Dense Express. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. How many employees do you have at Dense Express?
We have 19 employees.
Yeah.
We have a total of, eight over at our Manchester location. We have 11 at our St. Charles.
Is that an ideal number, or are you looking to expand?
We are looking to expand. We're looking to open up another shop here within the future, near future. We've picked up some new accounts that are going to increase our volume of work, and we're not going to be able to do it in the facilities that we're in right now.
So people that may be listening right now, they may hear that and say, oh, I might want to find out more about that. Do you have a website they can check out or a way to reach you?
Sure. It's info@denseexpressstl.com. Or just Google search Dense Express.
Yeah, and find a way to get that there too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about the quality of your workforce. It sounds like you guys really put a lot of importance on proper training and actually go above and beyond. It sounds like you're pretty unique in the amount of training that you guys have.
Yeah, Ryan, we are. As a matter of fact, we just got done doing some advanced training this week for 3 days with a gentleman out of Texas. And during that training, we found out from him, Robert's in charge of the ARC certification for our industry. And we found out why he was here, that we are the only brick and mortar company in the United States that has 7 certified technicians in one location. Yeah, so we feel pretty honored about that. You know, the longevity that I've had with my employees is outstanding. Between us all, we have over 120 years of experience in paintless dent removal. Mm-hmm. So we know what we're doing, and we let the customer know that too.
Yeah.
So that we are going to take care of them, that we're here for them.
You know, talking about expansion, and you talk about finding different, people to work with. It seems like you're actively trying to find more companies to work with, more fleets to work with. So you're actively trying to expand your business.
Correct.
Yeah.
We are actively expanding as we speak.
What's the marketplace like for your services? Is it crowded? Are there a lot of people that offer this?
There are a lot of people here in St. Louis. Missouri was one of the main places where people learned how to do paintless dent removal. Mm. Out of Springfield, Missouri, it was kind of like of a hub of trainers down there in Springfield. That's where I did my training back in 91, 92. So, no, the St. Louis market is pretty well saturated with paintless dent removal companies. Now, there's not too many brick and mortars. There's a lot of independents that are out there doing the mobile thing. And a lot of guys that live here in town are what you call hail chasers. They'll chase the hailstorms and go and, you know, get hooked up with local companies and go do the repairs in each individual town.
I don't think we've had a good hailstorm in a long
time.
No,
we haven't. We love hail. 2012 was probably the last biggest one that we've had. 15, we had a little one, but we haven't had a decent one in quite some time.
Yeah. So the way that the business is going today and the way that you're looking to expand, does it seem like more people are willing to take their cars in for this? A lot of people take pride in their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's always kind of been a consistent thing over time. People have always really taken pride in their vehicles. But is there just like a certain – is the customer base growing? Is it something that you see more people are interested in taking their car in to get something like this fixed? Or has it just really been like a constant need?
It's really been just a constant need.
Yeah.
I haven't seen an increase or a decrease in business over years.
Mm-hmm. There's always going to be car lots that have little
dings.
There's
always going to be car lots that have dings, and there's going to be, you know, grocery cart dings all the time or little mishaps, you know, where the wind catches a door and blows it open. But we also concentrate on doing even bigger hits. We do a lot of the larger dents where – you know, an insurance adjuster or someone would go, oh, man, this just needs to go to a body shop, mm-hmm. a conventional repair.
Yeah.
Well, we're able to do some of these bigger hits without having to paint it. And the key is that 1-2 day repairs. You're not looking at 2 weeks, 3 weeks of repair time.
Yeah, that's true.
Where people have to have their cars, you know, at a shop for 2 to 3 weeks.
What about those late night infomercials where it's like a device and it's like, here, it's like a corkscrew or a plunger. And they're like, hey, see, you just can do this in 3 seconds and pop it right out. So people will come to you and say, I tried to do this. And I messed it. I made it worse.
We'll walk outside. And before they even tell us that they tried it, we know by just looking at it.
Yeah. Do you find that if someone comes in with like a $150,000 car, they want to just stand and watch you because they're so protective over their baby car? Yeah.
You know, some of them are, Ryan, but some of them that have those type of cars, they have so much of an indisposable income that it's just
the way it
metal.
Is. Yeah.
It's just a car.
I wonder, too, sometimes you think about, like, when I work on my car, if I get into a spot where I can't reach it, like, what am I going to do? There's got to be those instances where it's, like, hard to get areas that are just impossible to work on.
Yes, you are definitely correct. There's areas where we can't get our tools behind, and really, for the paintless dent removal process to work, you need to be able to get behind the dent and work it from behind. Now, there's cases where we cannot get behind the dent, and those are double paneled panels. Mm-hmm. And what we have to use for that is what they call GPR, and that is glue pulling repair.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is different size tabs. We use a special glue. It's kind of like a hot melt glue.
Hmm.
We put that glue on the tab, and we put that tab directly on top of the dent, and we pull it from the exterior without harming the factory finish. Once again, the factory finish stays on there. It does not harm it. Now, that's not as quick and as efficient as being able to get behind the dent.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to pull one dent 50 times because you're pulling it up, and it's not as precise as getting behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just as effective. It just takes a little bit more time to do it. Yeah. And there are certain size dents that you can only do. Hail dents are perfect for it. But once you start getting into larger complex dents, it's not going to be able to pull the whole dent out.
Mm-hmm.
But however, it does do enough going to the conventional side of the repairs, you know, the painting and everything, Ryan. The industry is going more towards GPR.
Mm-hmm.
GPR stands for glue pull repair.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of OEMs are stating that they would rather have glue pulling done on the panels that need to be painted instead of stud pulling.
Mm.
Stud pulling goes in and burns the metal when you're putting a stud in it to pull it out.
Like they're working on a basement wall or something.
Kind of, but it's a stud that goes in there, and it's all electric, and it gets really hot, and it attaches to the metal.
Huh.
And sometimes that'll burn through the metal.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're not careful, removing everything behind there, all the insulation, it could actually catch the insulation on
fire. Wow, how about that?
The OEMs are kind of going towards this glue pulling process. Besides us as well.
Yeah, it's trying to find new ways to do things to work.
Yeah, new ways to do things to keep the integrity of the car together more so.
And adapt to the way the cars are being made now.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
People listening may have a certain skill set or an expertise in this sort of thing, and they may be looking for a job. I understand you're hiring.
Yes, we are hiring at this time. We are hiring for our body shop and then couple positions there, an R&I position, and also a full-fledged body technician as well.
So, again, if they want to Google search you, Dents Express, St. Louis.
Yes, info at Dents Express, St. Louis, or info at DentsExpressSTL.com.
Info at DentsExpressSTL.com. That's a great story. Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, I wanted to get your impressions of everything you heard here today about Dents Express.
Ryan, this is an excellent story of how somebody starts a business, and this time started business in the midst of a lot of change going on in his life, working with it, finding the sweet spot in the marketplace, and then developing the business, adding services, growing and prospering as the years roll by. Next Generation is active in the business, has a lot of new ideas and new energy to fuel that growth. And I suspect Matt and Gray will work together and not collect any dents in the business in the future.
Dents Express STL. Info at DentsExpressSTL.com. You can get Matt Wilson or your son Gray. And or they can just stop out. What's the best location? Manchester?
Manchester location. It's 13836 Manchester Road.
What is that by?
It is in between the it's right next to Gedeker's Furniture Store on Manchester Road.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to say, I really enjoyed hearing the story. Matt Wilson from Dents Express, thank you for coming in and sharing it on the Business of Family Business.
You bet, Ryan. Thank you very much for having me.